Can I just say that, some of what Steve said before was very, very kind, and we accept it graciously, but we also know whenever we heard in the past, and we're very fortunate to hear it often, and it's something that we couldn't relate to more, and that is that music was something that might have saved our lives, and in some cases we think that it did, unequivocally. And, you know, music's different things for different people, but it can be sometimes a lifeline if you find somebody who, I don't know, you need a lifeline, and you need some words, and you need some rhythm, and you need some volume, and you need something to lose your mind to, and then come back and have it be corrected maybe a little bit, or I don't really know what I'm saying. I haven't drank that much wine, but I guess I'm not talking to hear my own voice. I'm just talking because I know that we have to leave, and I don't really want to. And we really want to thank everybody involved in this organization, the people that run the team, that own the team, that take care of the team, that built a team, and want to take care of you and keep you in their best interests, and they've taken care of us really well, and they've allowed us to come back, and they allowed us to play, and you to be here until 2 a.m. 3 years ago. That took a lot of balls for them. And we want to thank the police chief and Rahm Emanuel, everybody that was involved in that, and but I also want to thank Mr. Crane Kenny, Mr. Tom Ricketts, and my great great friend Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer and all the fellas. Not to mention one of the greatest, Mr. Joe Madden, and Anthony and Dexter and Chris and all the fellas, David, Grandpa, it just keeps going. John Lester, we go on forever. Jake, Kyle, Jason. It's pretty nice to have a team that you all get to know them by heart, and they become part of your families, and they bring you joy. And with the joy, you gotta suffer a few things, but there's been a lot of joy this year, and what a gift to be able to play in their park during this year, and we couldn't thank them enough. And so, if anyone's ever told us that our music contributed to their lives in some kind of way, a night like tonight, it just proves that you've contributed back to us in equal measures, if not more, and we're so grateful. A little inspiration for me, and inspiration going back to when I was a kid and sitting in the left field bleachers back, because for a while I was in the right field, because my favorite player was named Jose Cardenal, and he was in right field. And when I was 8 years old, I was screaming over to this side saying, "Left field sucks, left field sucks." And then Jose got moved over to left field. I quickly turned. Right field sucks. And the bleachers is where I learned all my curse words. And I was watching Jose Cardenal and Ron Santo over at third, and Billy Williams in left field, Rick Monday, Randy Hunley, Don Kessinger. The list goes on. Glenn Beckert in second base. We do have Ron Santo's, he's had three great kids. They've become very, very good friends of mine. And I'd like them to come out. And Ronnie Santo Jr., Jeff Santo, and Linda Santo. And my favorite player of all time is here, number one, Mr. Jose Cardinal.
Thank you.